Well, not exactly. This is Jim, my normal co-host. Frank Maloney is over in Charlottesville. He went over there for the Mike London press conference this afternoon. Of course, it's happy National Signing Day. Michael Tusky is in studio with me, and Frank will be reporting in during the second segment tonight to give his assessment of some of the comments made not only by Coach London, but by Bill Lazor in particular, talking about the quarterbacks in-house, those that are already there and those that are coming. But at any rate, welcome Wahoos, ACC sports fans, and just sports fans in general. As I say, welcome to Who's Talking. We have a really good show tonight, a lot of concentration on the football and the National Signing Day, but we'll intermingle a little hoop discussion as well in momentarily. We will have Coach London. I was able to pre-record something with him about 30 minutes ago, so we'll go to that recording here shortly. At the bottom of the hour, we'll have Chris Horn. He's a busy guy today as well, talking about the recruits at both Virginia Tech and elsewhere. So it'll be good to get Chris's perspective on things now that the letters of intent are actually in-house. And we'll hopefully have some discussion of basketball, because it's been a very good week for Virginia basketball since last Wednesday night. But at any rate, before we get to all that, Michael Tusky will tell you how you can follow the show.
All right, we encourage call-ins. Just dial 345-0910. Who's Talking is also streaming live on sportsradio910.com and thesaber.com. All of our previous shows are archived on thesaber.com. We encourage you to go onto Facebook, just search for Who's Talking, become a fan, and post comments. We also encourage listeners to download the iHeartRadio app to listen to the show live on your smartphone. Your questions and comments are always welcome. Just call us at 345-0910.
Yeah, and your questions are welcome for Chris Horn. Since the London thing is pre-recorded, not going to do you much good to call in on that one. Those questions are posed by Jim. But, Michael, before we go to Coach, let's talk a little basketball. Again, since last Wednesday night, victory over Boston College at home. A thrilling victory down in Raleigh against North Carolina State, and then another really, really good performance last night. So three wins in the last week for the Hoos, and they're back rolling as we had hoped.
Yes, sir. It's great to see.
Yeah, and Mike Scott, terrific game last night. Joe Harris played well, so still need to get Sammy Zaglinski making a few more shots, although he shot the ball well down in Raleigh. Let's go ahead and go to the Mike London interview that I recorded, as I say, about 45 minutes ago. So let's hear what Coach London has to say on National Signing Day. All right, Jim Hobgood here, and we're going to visit with the head coach, Mike London. And first of all, Coach, congratulations on another great group of young men coming to Charlottesville, and thank you for your time. So let's start maybe with your overall assessment of the class.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. My hat goes off to our staff, the coaches, and the recruiting department, and people that helped us during these weekends to attract such a very high caliber, athletic, very capable group of young men. I look at these guys as an athletic class. I mean, you look at guys, several players, 6'3" and above. Some got some 6'6" and all that guys that very tall, athletic guys that also play other sports, and that's important to have athleticism with guys that have long, lean bodies that, perhaps the weight room, Evan Marcus, our strength and conditioning guy, can either grow to add, 40, 50 pounds on them, or grow to add strength and agility. They already come with ability, so it's one of those things that we got to do a good job, developing the talent. But, when you have that ready-made height and athleticism, It just helps you overall. So you just look at the class, top to bottom. You look at a lot of guys that that played in some of these national all-star games that they're highly sought after. Some of the best players in the state of Virginia are coming to Virginia. The number one player in the state of Virginia for the second year in a row is coming to Virginia. So we're happy about that. And we're happy about the class from top to bottom.
Yeah, you mentioned Eli Harold. Once again, of course, you introduced area code recruiting with 757, but you have another good group of kids coming from that 757, including Eli Harold. So talk a little bit about the folks coming from the Tidewater region.
Yeah, I'm always concerned about, being the head coach, you're always concerned about the entire state of Virginia. And there are young men from Richmond, and obviously you look at a lot of the guys that in state are from down in that area at different high schools. I think that, you know, you cultivate relationships down there over the years, you know, with Chip West. I mean, he's our lead recruiter down there. He's done a phenomenal job down there with the relationships that, you know, that he knows. I mean, my father's retired 30 years, you know, military and knows a lot of people down there. And you just hope that, you know, over the course of the years when you're dealing with young men, that you deal with them in the right way. And that you, you know, that you leave lasting impressions. And when you do that and you establish those type of relationships and coaches trust you and, you know, you have an opportunity with some of the best players that are down there. And for the second year in a row, that's happened. And we're just going to continue to keep trying to, you know, identify the best players in the state. And if they happen to come from 757 or 804 or 540 or 413, whatever it may be, we're going to, you know, we're going to go after them. And, you know, but it's been really, really fun to watch a group of young men down in that area, knowing that a community down there hopefully will follow them also, because they've done a nice job down there growing up and going to the high schools down in their area.
Yeah, it's not too bad a trip from down there up to Scott Stadium for a Saturday afternoon. But let's just shift for our local audience here in the Richmond metropolitan area. It looks like three of the 25 today, Andre Miles Redmond, Tyrell Chavis, and Maurice Kennedy. Speak a little bit about those for our listeners here in the Richmond metro area.
I tell you, Jim, three very, you know, great young men. You know, they... Maurice Kennedy was, you know, in the Richmond area, was the utility player of the year, which means so he was versatile. He could do a lot of things. Tyrell Chavis was on the first team, you know, all-region team and, you know, part of the touchdown club recognition, as well as Andre Miles Redmond. I mean, he was introduced and awarded as being one of the best players in the Richmond area also from Hermitage High School, Patrick Kane there. So, we're excited about the opportunity of those guys to continue their career here at Virginia. You know, you try to recruit the best players there, and sometimes, you know, some players they like you, or they're on your radar, but other times they're not, and you just pick up and keep going, and you go after the guys that want you and want to be involved with you, and we feel really good about adding those three guys. You know, to our class.
Just a question. At this stage, this, I guess, is your third recruiting class, although the first one you had barely gotten to Charlottesville. But how do you approach the best athletes versus trying to fill needs equation?
I think you want to be conscious of filling needs, because as I look at the offensive linemen, I mean, you can't have a practice if you don't have enough offensive linemen. So you have to feel that need, you know, and particularly for us, there's four of them. But also, in long, lean, athletic players, in filling athletic need, you know, Mother Nature will decide ultimately, you know, where they fit. And I think that's always important, that they're athletic, they play multiple sports, and the strength coach is going to be the MVP, because, you know, it's going to determine how much weight they can carry, or, you know, how agile, mobile, and, you know, how athletic they continue to be, you know, with added weight. But it's a good problem to have. You know, you address the needs, but you also want to make sure that the athleticism, you know, the speed that you have continues to help your team get better.
Last question, Coach, before we let you go. I know you're probably already well underway for the 2013 class, and it just strikes me, you know, with this group of young men, you're coming off a really good year where you had 8 wins and also a bowl trip. So how has your reception been relative to the kids that you're looking at for next year?
Well, it's been a great reception. You know, tonight's event up here, the JPJ, is open to the public, and just a way to give back and say thank you to a lot of people that travel down, not only the fans that, you know, that support Virginia football, you know, throughout the country, but those fans that travel down to Atlanta and the Chick-fil-A Bowl. And we walked through that Wahoo Walk. I mean, it was incredible. I mean, the line just on both sides, and the noise, the fever pitch that people were yelling and screaming, is the envisionment of what the program can be with people that like what we're doing here. And so, Jim, that's always the goal, is to bring honor and integrity to this university with good players that are going to do it the right way and play well. And a lot of playing well deals with the type of fans that support the program. You play well, fans support the program, and tonight is about to saying thank you. And then at the same time, when players see the amount of enthusiasm that people have for the program now, then they want to come. And the best players that recruit their players for next year will be the players in this class, because they'll say, as Trey Nicholson and some of these other kids say, you need to come, because what they said will happen to you is happening. And I think that's important. It'll happen with this class, and it'll happen with the 2013.
Well, Coach, congratulations again. Really thank you for your time. I know how busy you are this evening. Enjoy the reception, and we'll look forward to having you back on before too long.
Thank you, Jim, and tell your wife, Linda, I said hello.
I will.
All right, take care.
Mike London of the Virginia Cavaliers. Indeed, Coach London, again, we thank him for taking time to give us a couple of minutes this evening on a very, very busy day for him and football coaches all over the country, for that matter, Michael. At any rate, I think we're going to go ahead and go to break maybe a little early. On the other side of the break, we have co-host Frank Maloney calling in with his reaction to some of the events that have taken place up in Charlottesville today. Stay with us. We'll be back after these messages. All right, welcome back. Who's talking? Jim Hobgood, Michael Tusky here in studio. And we have on the phone my co-host Frank Maloney, who's been over for the press conference in Charlottesville, National Signing Day. Frank? Are you with us?
I'm here.
Well,
I'm
good.
Here.
I'm glad you were able to call in. You know, we had the segment with Mike London. We talked a few minutes ago, and you made reference to the fact you had a chance to hear Bill Lazor sort of give some impressions of the quarterback situation. So we might want to start with your reaction to that.
Well, first off, Coach Lazor is a very interesting guy. He's just had shoulder surgery, so there was a lot of kidding that maybe he's thrown too many footballs in his career, but anyhow, you know, had some very interesting impressions. You know, obviously, one of the comments he made was that, you know, Virginia went into this recruiting class hoping to find one really good quarterback, and now they got two. So, you know, Grayson Lambert is already enrolled at Virginia now, and obviously Matt Johns signed today. So we got a quarterback from Georgia and a quarterback from Pennsylvania, and they're gonna fit right in with the competition in the years to come with Rocco, Watford, and Ross Matheny. So Virginia's got plenty of quarterbacks now, that's for sure.
Did he say anything about keeping them all at the quarterback position? All of a sudden you got five quarterbacks. That seems like a lot.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Obviously the question came up of would any of these players be interested in redshirting and that kind of thing. He says, well, you know, until they all get here on grounds, there's not going to be any decision there. It will be something that will be determined once the athletes are there on the grounds and they get to know everybody and, you know, they can have a chance to meet each other and start working out some. And a quarterback, the coaches have to see them work out with their teammates and that kind of thing, and then they'll make those decisions. And, you know, I, as he said, you know, this type of thing will work itself out. So, you know, good competition breeds hopefully really good results.
Did you get a chance to hear any remarks from Coach Reed?
You know, I did talk to Coach Reed. Coach Reed wanted to call in and tease you, Hobbo. I asked him if he might call in another night here in the next couple of weeks and do a segment with us as opposed to some stand-up. But he said that he'd like to do that. So Coach Reed is in the batter's box, or excuse me, he's in the on-deck circle for a future show.
And what, just your general reaction to the press conference and what Coach London had to say?
You know, no two ways about it. This press conference was very much different than the last two. Obviously, the one a couple years ago with Coach Al Groh, and now this one with Coach London. You know, the one before that was really Groh's kids that London was able to maintain, and then this past year was his first real class. This is his second true class, and you know, the tone is much different. The mood, if you will, I would describe it as quiet confidence. There was no drama. You know, all the athletes signed their letters of intent and had them faxed in before lunchtime today. So, you know, I think the coaches that I spoke to, Hanson and Poindexter and Sean Moore, Coach Reed, and even Coach London, and obviously Coach Lazor, they all feel that the recruiting is on track. They're moving the program in the direction that they're comfortable with. You know, there's confidence. Nobody's jumping up and down or anything. You know, it's more like, you know, this is what we should be doing and this is the way it's supposed to play out. So, I think they're very happy with the class they've gotten. Speaking of the three young men from Richmond, a lot of positive feedback on Maurice Canaday and Terrell Chavis, who are both from Verona High School, as well as, you know, Andre Miles Redmond from Hermitage. I think the Coach London made the comment that he feels like all three of these young men have the skills to help us win here. He said these are the type of athletes they identified and that they immediately felt a connection with over time, and they're very excited that those Richmond area athletes wanted to go to the University of Virginia, and they're excited that they've signed on.
I know you're either at or going to this reception now. And who's attending that? I assume some current players and the coaches, or any of the recruits going to be at this reception?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I've been at JPJ here watching the big screens up on at center court, and they've been showing video of some of the young men that have just signed their letters of intent today. Coach London was addressing the audience as I had to come back here in media relations to make this call, and you know, there's a good crowd forming. I would say, you know, a couple thousand fans have pulled in, and they're enjoying hot dogs and soft drinks and that kind of thing. And it's a lot of clapping and a lot of positive vibe, if you will.
Well, the one thing Mike London has done, not only is he bringing winning football, he ought to be a public relations guy, because they've done a terrific job with public relations since he's been there. Let me, we're getting close to the bottom of the hour break. Before we let you go, I know that you're wearing out the road between here and Charlottesville. You were at the game last night. Any comments relative to the big basketball victory last night over Clemson?
Well, you know, it's interesting. First off, I felt it was a huge game for the team. I'm not sure why. You know, there's many more games to be played, but I felt like it was a game in which the university demonstrated that it was a versatile team. The players that came off the bench contributed, every single one of them. They overcame some difficulties with John Tell's foul trouble. Obviously, Joe Harris was lights out from long distance, and Mike Scott, to me, he's got to be in the conversation for ACC Player of the Year, and don't be surprised in the coming week or so if you don't start seeing some things from UVA promoting Mike Scott in that direction. I think he's just doing so many things well. I think in all the touches he had last night, all the defensive plays, I only think I saw two errors by Mike Scott all night, and considering how long he's on the floor, I mean, that's just amazing. Just a tremendous player who's really matured so wonderfully this year, and particularly over the last few years, in spite of the foot injury from last year.
Well, the thing that he has really mastered is that mid-range jump shot. You know, he takes a jump shot from, you know, 18, 19 feet. You're surprised when it doesn't go in, and half the time he's not even hitting the rim anymore. It's nothing but the bottom of the net. So, yeah, that was a big win for the team last night, and certainly the Wake Forest game at home, Maryland game at home, are two other games where they probably absolutely need to win those and see if they can't do well against Carolina and Florida State at home and try to steal a few on the road. But at any rate.
I agree. Two quick points before I run. First thing is Coach Lazor had some interesting comments about Matt Johns. Matt Johns was a very good basketball player, Jim, and probably could have gone in that direction if he wanted to. Maybe spent so much time playing basketball that he didn't go to all those summer camps where, you know, kids go today to get more visibility, to increase their recruiting prospects. And he was sort of somewhat under the radar as a quarterback recruit. And they said once he got on grounds here and they got to see him in one of his workouts, one of those camps here, the coaches instantly offered him a scholarship. They knew that he was the type of player that they wanted. By contrast, Grayson Lambert, the young man from Jessup, Georgia, you know, was high visibility and being recruited heavily down there in the southeast by the SEC schools. And, you know, everybody knew about him. And it's interesting, Virginia was one of the last schools to really get his attention, really. And came up to Charlottesville with his dad and had a great experience. And I think this was particularly a case where Coach Lazor and Coach London, they connected immediately to Grayson Lambert, and Lambert immediately felt something click. And I learned, you know, that Lambert really wanted to commit right there, but his dad wouldn't let him.
Huh.
And it was just a short time later that he convinced his parents that that's what he wanted to do. And obviously, now that he's enrolled at UVA, it's a really good story. And great kid, excellent academic kid, and a good leader. And the same can be said for Matt Johns. So the quarterback position is about to become very exciting for all those you know, those armchair quarterbacks out there in Wahoo land.
Yeah, and it, as you say, the competition is just going to make each of them better, and I can't imagine a better guy to play quarterback for than Bill Lazor. I think he would be a terrific coordinator to work with. But at any rate, Frank, we'll let you get to the reception. Enjoy the rest of your evening up there. We'll look forward to having you back in studio next Wednesday night.
Absolutely. Take care, Jim, and good luck all Wahoos out there.
All right, Frank Maloney calling in from Charlottesville. We're going to go to the bottom of the hour break now. When we return, it'll be more talk about football recruits with Chris Horn of the Sabre. Stay with us.